Dreamscape presents The Woman on the Bench by Elliot Stevens, narrated by Rupert Degas and Emma Fenney. Chapter 1. Her voice. That's the first thing. Not her body, not her scent. It's the sound of her. That soft, fathomless voice. The sort of voice that beckons you from the edge of dark woods. Hey. That's all. A simple greeting, but spoken intimately as if to a friend. No, not a friend. An accomplice. A co-conspirator. But this, my attempt to describe her voice, comes later. First is just me. An awkward me trying to conceal the sneaky cigarette I'm puffing on, swallowing the smoke, choking back the cough. I turn instinctively, half expecting to see my wife standing there, eyes sad rather than cross, her words unspoken but loud nonetheless. You're smoking again. But it's not my wife, although they do sound similar. In fact, this is my first conscious thought. She sounds exactly like my wife. And they really do sound alike. Sensual sirens. She, this other woman, steps out of the shadows and into the weak light like a character on a stage, like someone not entirely real. I blow out the smoke, catch my breath. I'm trying to look relaxed, cool guy having a smoke, sort of relaxed, as opposed to the relieved it's not my wife variety. Hey, I echo with a nod. She holds up her own cigarette, rests it between her lips. When she speaks, the tip wiggles up and down. Light? Sure, I say, reaching to my pocket. And as I do, I study her. She's beautiful. Petite, dark hair, wide eyes. I find the lighter and she leans into the light of the small flame. Her skin is smooth, flawless. She has the eyes of someone who smiles often. We're alone out here. It's unsettling to be alone with someone beautiful. Thanks, she says once her cigarette is lit. She leans back, waves the smoke away. When she sets her eyes on me again, there's a spark shining in there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?